We have a very special opportunity. This afternoon we have a very special opportunity to meet intimately, this is pretty intimate these days, with Brother Atam Prakash. And Atam Prakash is one of the powerful yogis that is like the glue that holds this place together. He lives right now in Shantivan, the campus down the mountain. And when he came as a young man to study with the Brahma Kumaris, he had a master's degree in chemistry. And like many wonderful things here in our spiritual lives, we discover secrets that are completely, seem a bit fantastical. And one of the secrets was he was put in charge of the Toli kitchen. So Toli, you know, the little sweets that we get, he was put in charge of making these. And he had the question to himself, I am with a degree, a master's degree in chemistry, would I be in the Toli department making sweets all day long? But little did he know, as the foreigners began to come, at that time there were no foreigners visiting, but as the foreigners came, he was one of the few who spoke English. Well-educated, spoke English. So where did the double foreigners go? They all went to the Toli kitchen to talk to Atambai. So he is now the friend of every double foreigner, of every foreigner in the world who comes to visit here. And we all go to Atam, partly because he's incredibly sweet. But he's also very, very powerful. He was just recently in Halifax, Canada. And, the Toli department is so big now that he doesn't really cook Toli anymore. He doesn't make it. He gets others to make it. But I had the sweet fortune in Halifax. I think there were 7 minutes before the car took him to the airport for his flight out of Canada. And I said, Atambai, teach me how to make Toli. And in 7 minutes, I have the pictures, he made one of the finest Toli for me, and now I have the secret recipe. So he is going to explore yoga, meditation, the depth of it this afternoon with us. So a very warm welcome for our dear brother Atam.
Om Shanti. First of all, I would like to discuss about four pilgrimages that are available here on this land of Madhuban. Very special places, four pilgrimages here. You are going to visit that place after Antoli. Brahma Baba stay here on this land for a long time. We bought this land in 1957 and Brahma Baba left body in 69. It means 12 years Baba spent on this land his time. And he did lots of tapasya, yoga, intensive meditation. And that is why there are four pilgrimages on this place. First place, greatest pilgrimage is Tower of Peace. Tower of Peace. Because Brahma Baba become angel. And he maintained such an elevated stage of yoga. And that is why the memorial of his elevated stage of yoga, elevated stage of perfection is called Tower of Peace. Tower means very high stage. Tower means unshakable stage. immovable stage. Tower of peace, tower of purity, tower of power, and tower of knowledge. Four things are already included in that tower. Tower of peace, tower of purity, very high stage of purity, Brahma Bhava Chil, and tower of power, and fourth one is tower of knowledge. When Brahma Bhava left body, 18 January, Baba's body was cremated on that place, Tower of Peace. Baba had done intensive meditation personally also and collectively also on that place. That is why the vibration of that place are really powerful. You can feel that powerful vibration, pure vibration can touch your heart. One foreigner brother came here and he put some instrument there for horoscope. He was observing horoscope and he saw very powerful place, lots of power on that place. And then he said, I never saw like this place in my life. This is really extremely a powerful place. That is why that is the first pilgrimage. If you really would like to become powerful, come to the Tower of Peace. Second pilgrimage. After that, second pilgrimage is Tree Hall. History Hall. Where the history of Yagya is there. History. Since the beginning, 37, this Yagya is established. In the beginning, the history is there. Brahma Baba's different parts or his activities are there. If you have waste thoughts at a fast speed in your mind, come to the history hall. That is the place of absorption in powerful thoughts. The moment you go there, and if you see the history of this organization, you can get lots of powerful thoughts, elevated thoughts, positive thoughts in your mind automatically, and the waste thoughts will finish automatically. Because the ocean of knowledge, Supreme Being, Godfather Shiva, was delivering the Murli every day in that history hall. That is why the vibration of that place, all pilgrimage also, is very powerful. History hall. Then third pilgrimage is Baba's room. Baba's room. Where Brahma Baba used to stay there, live there, sleep there. And Baba was meeting with the children there on the mattress. He was sitting there. And Baba was meeting with VIPs also there. And Baba used to do meditation every day, 2 a.m. Baba used to wake up every day at Amrut Vela, 2 a.m. And Baba used to do very powerful meditation in his room. That is why if the thought arises in your mind to become equal, come to Baba's room. there is a Baba's translite photo. You can feel that is not translite. Literally, Baba is there sitting in live form, and you can get lots of inspiration from his elevated life. And you may have thought, I really would like to become equal to Father, Brahma Baba. For becoming equal to Brahma Baba, we have to follow his footsteps. Whatever the qualities and powers imbibe in his life, we have to imbibe that qualities and virtues, then automatically we can be equal to Brahma Baba. There is a bed, original bed is there. Baba's bed where Baba was sleeping. Everything is original. And you can feel his vibration, powerful vibration. That is called Baba's room. That is the third pilgrimage. And fourth pilgrimage is his hut. Just behind his garden, there is a Baba's hut. What is the significance? What is the secret of Baba's hut? If you feel sometimes little sad, go to Baba's hut. That is the place of having heart-to-heart conversation with Baba. Because Baba was living here and children were living out of this place all over the India, other places, overseas also. And whatever the problem they were having while living in a family life, for following this knowledge, whatever the questions, whatever the problems they were having, they were sending letter to Baba here. And in that place, Baba was sitting there and Baba was giving a response of letters. That place is like a live conversation in between children and father. That is why if you would like to have heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, you can go there, be there, sit there, and you can feel that vibration. That is the significance of Baba's hut. But these are four powerful pilgrimages. And if you really would like to feel the vibration, energy of that place, you must be in soul conscious stage or in your angelic stage. When you would experience yourself instead of this physical body, body just my costume, body just vehicle, body just instrument, but who am I? I am a tiny point of light, sparkling star. If you are being in that true consciousness, real consciousness, right consciousness, then you start feeling vibrations automatically. Can enjoy, because you all are very fortunate souls. This is not an ordinary place. On this planet Earth, this is a very powerful place, and you reach here because of your charitable action of this birth and past birth, you got this opportunity to be here. That's why you are very fortunate souls. Understand? Now, I would like to share something about yoga, Raja Yoga. I was visiting Russia in 2006, and I visit 200 youth in Moscow. And I was emphasizing again and again, every day you should practice this Raj Yoga meditation for few minutes, every day without fail. Then after my speech, somebody asked me, one boy asked me, why you are insisting again and again? Why? I don't have any problem. I don't need to practice this meditation. Why I need to practice? Tell me the reason. I gave him very simple and logical example. Cell phone. Example of cell phone. When we are having cell phone, we are using that cell phone, talking with somebody, with friends and family. Automatically the battery of that cell phone is recharging. And then when the battery is really going to zero, at that time we are thinking, oh, how can I charge my battery of my cell phone? You may be at airport or anywhere, you would find, oh, how can I recharge my battery? How can I? This phone will not be useful for me, cannot carry my important message. In the same way, so body is a cell phone, soul is a battery of that cell phone. We are creating so many thoughts. How we are using this battery? Creating so many thoughts. Doctors already proven that in 1 minute we are creating 13 to 15 thoughts. In 24 hours, more or less, we are creating 21,600 thoughts. So many thoughts. We are using energy, using energy, using energy. There is only output. There is no input. That is why when the battery of that soul is getting discharged, the face is also getting discharged. No happiness. Always nervousness, depression, sorrow. Discharged face. Charged face means full with happiness, zeal and enthusiasm. Discharged face. Energy is very high. The first important purpose of this Raja Yoga is recharging the battery of a soul. Because Supreme Being, one who is the source of spiritual energy, is available here in this organization, only in this organization. The source of supreme energy, supreme being, spiritual energy is available here. When we are maintaining connection with the source, we start receiving power, then automatically our energy level is increasing and then we start enjoying this wonderful life. Fully charged means perfection, experiencing perfection. Now, if you really would like to get very good experience regarding soul consciousness and God consciousness, you must understand about mind and intellect. You must have clear analysis, clear understanding about this mind and intellect. These are the two powers which we are using in meditation. Soul is a mass of energy. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, which power is my mind and which power is my intellect, we must have clear picture, clear analysis. And if you understand this small thing but important thing, this Raj Yoga would be very easy for you. I would like to give you a clear idea about that now. If I would ask you two questions, first question, where do you live here in this complex, Brahma Kumari's organization? Where do you live here? When I ask these questions, after that you start visualizing the place where you are staying in Gyan Sarovar. Am I right? You are looking at me. Your eyes are looking at me, but even though you can visualize very clearly the place where you are living. Okay? Second question. How is really that place? Can you tell me something about your room? How many rooms are there? How many cots are there? What other things are there? Then you start explaining, oh, in my room these things are there, and three cots are there, bedsheet is this, table is there. This is the mind, thinking power is the mind, and visualization power is the intellect. Visualization power of a soul is intellect, and thinking power of a soul is a mind. You feel that, you experience that. When you are considering yourself as a soul, oh, this is the eye of a soul. This is the visualization power of a soul, and this is a thinking power of a soul mind. Once you understand this difference, then this meditation would be very easy for you. You can maintain consistency also. Because sometimes we are getting connection, we are losing connection. We are getting connection, then we are losing connection. But once you understand this difference, then you can maintain consistency also. You can have constant link with the Supreme Being. Okay? Now, what is the method of self-realization? What is the method of experiencing soul-conscious stage? Very clearly visualize here in the center of your forehead, who really am I? I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. Visualize deeply and clearly. I am this tiny and shining point of divine light. What type of the light am I? I am peaceful light. The waves of peace are radiating from me all around in this atmosphere. I am a peaceful soul spreading the light of peace, waves of peace. Experience that vibration. Feel that vibration. There are two factors. First factor is, you must increase the percentage of visualization, 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, like this. And second factor, you must increase the time of being in that stage. 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours, like this. Then you can get mastery on this self-consciousness, soul consciousness. You can be in that real consciousness at any time. In a second, you can be in your right consciousness. I am not a male or female, but I am a point of light. This is just kochum. I am not physical body. Understand? And in the same way, you should visualize the Supreme Being also. the father of all the souls. He is always living in the supreme abode, supreme region that is called soul world. He is the supreme. He is unlimited source of spiritual energy. He is beyond the cycle of birth and death. He is a source. He is a sun of knowledge. Visualize His supremacy. This sun is a physical sun. The supreme being is a spiritual sun. He is always donating power. He is always radiating powers and donating powers to the entire worldly soul. Without this sun, you cannot do anything. All many functions will stop. The importance of this sun, so much important is there. In the same way, in our life, the importance of Supreme Being, sun, is also very much important. He's an ocean of power, he's an ocean of purity, he's an ocean of bliss, he's an ocean of power. Son of knowledge means he's a source, unique source. Always radiating, never stop, always radiating spiritual energy in this atmosphere. But if you would like to experience His power, then you must be in soul conscious state. Then only you can feel, you can experience His power. For having spiritual sun bath, we are sitting in sunlight. In sunlight, then only you can experience sun bath, physical sun bath. In the same way, Raj Yoga meditation means experiencing spiritual sun bath. Experiencing ourselves as a soul and being in the company of the Supreme Being, Son of Knowledge, and enjoying spiritual sun bath. That is Raj Yoga. Understand? If you really, really would like to maintain very good progress in this Raj Yoga meditation, you need to understand some things, detail about mind and intellect. First aspect. What type of the mind is required for yoga? What type of the intellect is required for yoga? Mind must be calm and cool and light. Calm, cool and light. Such type of the mind is always chanting the mantra of Manmana Bhavan, always thinking about the God. Mind must be calm, cool and light. No burden. Easy. Coolness, calmness. Mind and intellect must be active, alert and fresh. Intellect must be active, alert and fresh. Then automatically the work efficiency of our intellect is very high. Intellect, through intellect you can maintain constant link with the Supreme Being very easily. That is why active, alert and fresh. Intellect must be. Second aspect, I already explained. Visualization power of a soul is an intellect and thinking power of a soul is a mind. This is the difference in these two powers. And third aspect, between these two powers, this is very important. What is the relation in between these two powers? Intellect is a boss of our mind. Intellect is a controller of our mind. Intellect is a director of our mind. Intellect is a manager of our mind. Intellect is a whole and soul of mind. mind is just follower of our intellect. This is the relation in between mind and intellect. Wherever our intellect is going, mind is following same direction. Because mind is a follower of our intellect. Intellect is a director, controller, boss, manager, director, indicator of our mind. Okay? Now, fourth aspect. How we should use these two powers in meditation. When you are sitting in meditation, first of all, focus the eye of intellect on Supreme Being. The moment you are focusing your eye of intellect on Supreme Being, your mind starts to think about the Supreme Being, about His form, about His powers, about His knowledge automatically. Visualizing form of Supreme Being means getting connection, getting link with the Supreme Being. Once you get connection, the collection of power starts. But sometimes your intellect can get distracted. Check where is your intellect, that is somewhere else, check it and change it. Put it on Supreme Being. Check it and change it. Put it on Supreme Being. You can get connection in a second. That is why you must have full attention on your intellect, so your mind would be busy in the process of yoga. This is a simple technique of yoga. When I start this meditation for 3 years, I was struggling. But when I understand this secret, my yoga was very easy. Become easy. Now I can maintain connection in a second. Whenever and wherever, in a second. Okay. Now let us have a very powerful meditation experience. Okay, sit it. Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead. I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a sparkling star. I am a living star. I am a radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. I experience wonderful aura. Of light. Surrounding me. I am a pure light, spreading the light of purity. I experience blissful state. How fortunate am I? How lucky am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, real form, that is a tiny and shining point of divine light. This is my true existence in this world. I, the soul point of light, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying far beyond the sun, the moon, and the stars. Flying and flying far beyond towards the soul world. I arrived at the soul world. How beautiful is this soul world? It is full of divine golden red light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home. Sweet home. I experience everywhere sweet silence, deep incredibly beautiful form of the Supreme Being is in front of me. I, the soul point of light, is visualizing his beautiful form with my divine eye of intellect. He is the most beautiful being in this world. I like him. I love him. He is my sweetest spiritual father. I am enjoying his beauty. He is a son of knowledge. He is unlimited source of spiritual power. I, the soul, point of light, is receiving the shower of powerful rays over me constantly from the sun of knowledge, Shiva Baba. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power, unlimited powers from the Source Supreme Being. The energy level of the soul is rising up. The battery of the soul is charging. How beautiful experience is this? I, the soul, is enjoying spiritual sun bath. I am receiving and receiving unlimited powers in me. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of Supreme Being, in the company of God. He is my best companion. I feel super sense of joy in his company. He is an ocean of happiness. He is an ocean of bliss. I really would like to maintain this unique experience as long as I can. I, the soul filled with earth, is returning from the soul world towards this corporeal world and entering again in this corporeal body and sitting in the center of my forehead. The sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. The light of divinity is radiating from me all around. As my Father is in corporeal, supreme point of light, I, the soul, is also point of light. This is my true existence in this world. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank